Welcome to Newsfix, where we spend hours going through the news so you don't have to. Rapper Travis Scott faces mounting questions over how 8 people died at his festival, countless others were injured, and his set continued for half an hour after it was declared a mass casualty event. It's Monday, November 8th. Here's your Newsfix. At least 8 people died and many others were left injured following a crowd surge during the Astroworld Festival in Texas over the weekend. Legal action has already been taken by an attendee who is suing rapper Travis Scott and the festival promoters. Scott has widely been criticised online, with many raising questions about how the show was allowed to continue for so long. According to CNN, and as mentioned before, Scott performed for another half an hour after authorities declared the concert a mass casualty event. Scott's partner, Kylie Jenner, was also criticised for uploading a video during the concert to her Instagram account, where an ambulance is seen in the background trying to make its way through the crowd. Jenner later released a statement to say the pair were, quote, broken and devastated by the deaths, and were not aware of any casualties until after the concert. And there is plenty of disturbing footage emerging from the concert. In the newsletter this morning, we've included a link to the thread documenting some of it, but we haven't actually embedded the videos themselves into the newsletter. And for anyone that does click on the link, we must warn that some of the videos are quite distressing to watch. In terms of what else happened over the weekend, Israel said they have no plans to approve a US consulate for Palestinians in Jerusalem, despite the Biden administration making it their clear intention in October. Iraq's prime minister escaped a drone strike on his home over the weekend. The attack followed mounting tensions over disputed parliamentary election results last month. And in Nicaragua, the country's president, Daniel Ortega, looks set to secure a fourth term in office, following a controversial election the US has described as a sham. Moving to what's happening today, travel from a number of countries, including the UK and Ireland, into the US reopens today for those who are fully vaccinated. It will be the first time the border is open to these countries in almost 2 years. Also happening today, there'll be an emergency debate in the House of Commons later on parliamentary standards in the wake of last week's sleaze row. A story we're really keeping an eye on at the moment is about Brexit. There are widespread reports that the UK government could trigger Article 16 of the Northern Ireland Protocol once the COP26 conference in Glasgow comes to an end. In terms of what all of this actually means, as you'll know, the Northern Ireland Protocol has been a source of tension in Northern Ireland, particularly amongst unionists who say it effectively creates a border down the Irish Sea between Britain and Northern Ireland. The protocol was created to avoid a hard border on the island of Ireland and means Northern Ireland stays in the EU's single market for goods. As a result, those goods travelling from Britain to Northern Ireland are subject to checks. In terms of what Article 16 of the Northern Ireland Protocol itself means, it allows for parts of the deal to be suspended if severe issues are being caused by it. The UK government has already stated that the threshold has been reached. And in the newsletter, we've included some helpful BBC analysis, which says, quote, "The EU fears the UK is planning to use Article 16 in an expansive way, to gut the protocol, sweep away the Irish Sea border, and open up a potential backdoor into the single market." While all of this is speculation at the moment and something that we're definitely keeping an eye on, the reason it is circulating so much in the media this morning is based on comments from Ireland's Simon Coveney. He suggested that the EU might terminate the UK-EU trade deal in response to any move like this from the UK government. Meanwhile, another angle on this story that we're really keeping an eye on is a second bus has been hijacked and set alight in Northern Ireland in less than a week. On climate coverage, as the COP26 conference continues, BBC News shared a fascinating statistic based on their research this morning. It says that there are more delegates at COP26 associated with the fossil fuel industry than from any single country. According to the article, 503 attendees have links to fossil fuel interests. Meanwhile, former US President Barack Obama is expected to make a speech in Glasgow at the conference later today. And lastly, today marks 5 years since the election of Donald J. Trump as the 45th US president. That's today's fix. Have a great day.